Morning radio. This is WARRM down here in Gaylord. Anybody on the radio tonight? Or I guess I should say this morning?
WARRM, this is KCAGIN. Good morning.
Good. I didn't think I'd really find anybody this early in the morning. What's going up?
Yeah, just calling me from sitting for my Wendy handheld radio antenna connectors and whatnot. Over.
Okay, what region are you in?
Yeah, well, the SMA adapters. The one that goes from my new antenna, that is another style radio. Well, it takes a different size setting. Over.
Are you up there in the UP of Michigan?
No, I'm east of Meridian line. Yeah, I was fine reading in the baseline go in Michigan when they started the county. Over.
Well, what part of Michigan? Where are you located at?
Well, I'm in Montmorency County. In the 74UD. Grid Square, yeah, that's on November 74 Uniform Victory.
Oh, Mount Morenci County. Oh, I'm in Gaylord, Michigan, Otsego County, okay?
Yeah, I know they used to have a plant at the airstrip there. Myself was at the amateur radio meeting. I think it's the top of Michigan amateur radio club. So I gave them all my gasoline equipment. Over.
Okay. Well, it's unusual for me to find anybody to shoot crap with this in the morning. Are you now like me, or you just got busy playing with radios?
I'm only doing 5 watts on my mobile at the base station here, over.
Okay, well, I think I'm getting you from the Sheboygan Tower. That's the one I got on my radio right now, but it's about 80 miles from. So I'm running 100 watts out of my base. Go ahead.
Yes, I am relaying off the Mayo Tower, which I have no idea how their setup is. They might have 2 antennas on the tower, but it's a 700 receiver and Mayo over.
I hate to cut you short. I got a landline. Gotta go. Catch you again. WARRM. Thank you, sir.
But noise, we can barely hear ya. KCAPSU.
Kilo Echo 8 Fox, Julie Whiskey monitoring. TV8FTW monitoring.
NAPCC, listening.
FAWW Mobile, this is KFAVIP Mobile, are you hearing me? FAWW, this is KFAVIP, are you listening?
This is Kilo Echo 8 Fox Julie Whiskey, monitoring from Sault Ste. Marie, Portable.
NADWM Mobile.
Always on the road, Drake. NADWM Mobile.
It never ends. Never.
Hey, you guys did a good job at the EOC on Saturday. Looks like we got a lot done.
Yeah, I'm happy with the progress we made there. Not happy with the progress we made at Mackinac City. But I got a solution for that this week. I'll get that all dialed in a controlled environment. And then just plug things in.
I was going to ask you about that. Because I knew that's where you're heading towards next. Oh, well, it is what it is. You know, some things work fine, some things don't.
Yeah, we'll eventually get it. The one I work on it this week, it'll get going, so. The 7-4 is, the transit side is now really cranking. Last night when on my way back, I was able to hear it quite well all the way down to Alba.
That's super. That's super. That's one thing going good. Well, great. You guys are working hard. I appreciate it. And I was just out going to the bank, and so I'm almost home again. But I wish you luck on your travels, and you'll probably pick somebody else up. DWM out.
Sounds good, Dave. And good to hear you. NADWM Mobile, Kingsley.
KEAFKW.
At 8DMH Mobile.
NADWH Mobile.
Hi, Chuck. What you doing?
Just heading into Sheboygan.
Yeah, that's where I'm going Friday. Oh, boy. This is interesting. They got construction going on 37.
Where are you at?
I'm in Chums on M37 headed north.
Hey, I had to switch back to Mackinac because I could hardly hear you on Sheboygan.
You must be on 23.
Well, last night when you guys left, your transmissions after we talked and then you were going to do some work dropped down at least 3 dB. It was almost the point I couldn't even copy you any longer.
Interesting. I'll have to have Adam look at that then. Because I did tweak the cans when I was there. Because when I originally hooked them up, they drifted a little bit after getting transported from point A to point B in the vehicle, so I tweaked them a little bit. And I noticed the SWR was high before I tweaked them, and after I tweaked them, it was pretty good, so. Interesting, it dropped down. I wonder if we got to pressurize that line.
Yeah, that always used to be pressurized.
Yeah, it might have lost pressure then, so. We'll have to, go out there with the compressor and see if that'll fix our problem there.
Well, it is a bummer with all the hours you got stuck into that baby.
Yeah, don't even get me started on that. That was so frustrating. And the fact that that power supply was causing the receive audio on those radios to just not work at all. Made absolutely no sense at all. I don't think I've ever seen that before. So, anyway, I'm going to build it on the bench in a controlled environment, verify that it works, then just plug it in. If it doesn't work after plugging it in there, then that location is just, they're cursed. I don't get it.
Well, when you consider the 7-4 has been there since 1992, yeah, that's enough to drive you up a wall.
Yeah, I'd say so.
All right, Chuck, I'm just about to pull into the shop here. AT-8 Mobile.
Hey, one quickie. Is there still a GMRS transmitter there?
Yep, it's still there, 462.675, and it's got a 141.3 tone on it.
Well, I got a message that Uncle Charlie's clamping down on any linked GMRS repeaters. Is that one of them?
It is one of them.
Greg,
does that belong to the group or is that Dell?
Maybe it's in your junk box still.
Yeah, Glenn, I got your email. I haven't had a chance to finish sending it. Go ahead, Chuck, again. I didn't catch what you said.
Does that belong to our group or is that one of Dell's?
The one at Ackleburg is our machine, and it is connected to the Central Michigan network.
Okay, I'll catch you later. Seems like you're pulling off at the shop. Good morning, Glenn. N8NXP here.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, Frank, basically, it's web repeaters are JC Fusion is kind of basically one of my questions.
4425 is DMR only. 444.35 is everything. And when I say everything, I mean DMR, Fusion, P25, NXT, and D-Star. It does all of them. Not all at the same time, but one at a time. Whatever one gets into it first is what it sticks with until it's idle for about 30 seconds. All the reflectors are available on it. Slot 1 on DMR is TGIF. Slot 2 is Brandmeister. Talk group 51, slot 1 is MI5, statewide 1. Slot 2, talk group 52 is statewide 2, MI5. And then if you need the event stuff, it's on the MI5 website. So that should help you out.
I didn't get I'm driving, so I didn't get any of that other than trying to remember one of them. Email when you have time, no trouble.
All right, will do. Gotta go. NATMH Mobile.
WBKTF Mobile, clear.
Hey, that's too clear.
NATCC in clear. NATCC listening.
November 8 Whiskey, Charlie Bravo, monitoring.
KE8SJW, monitoring. Portable.
W8RPM. WJ8R.
Alpha 8 Romeo Kilo.
Okay, that's me done.
NADAH, just crossing the bridge or just getting on it?
Did you say you're just getting on the bridge?
Yes, sir.
Alright, we're just backing out of the parking space here at the hospital.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I have this repeater say Stutzville, even though I have Stutzville in the radio.
Well, they're all linked together. What about that East UP? I think it's 640. Yeah, that's actually up in Bickford.
Well, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I'll be right back. I'm going to go over to the Mackinac repeater, it's linked into all this. Still copy me, Dave? Okay, yeah, SPW.
Roger that.
Okay, this is 145.11 in Mackinac City, and they worked on it the other day and changed antennas, and it's much higher profile now.
Yeah, I don't think I have that one saved yet. I'll have to go through the radio again.
Well, we had a good group, and Saturday we finished putting all the antennas up on the EOC at here in St. Ignace.
Oh, very good.
hit the middle of the bridge now. Cut off by the fudgies here. Yeah, I know how that goes. What took me so long to get to the bridge? I had one doing 15 miles an hour all the way through town.
We had one that stopped in the through lane to make a left turn.
Well, that never happens. Maybe the other day when we were coming back from our little trip, there was quite a few close calls. Had one guy passing on a blind turn and almost didn't make it.
Yeah, I just passed the another one with a left turn in the front of the right lane. Oh, he's from Kentucky. Probably used to just riding horses.
By the way, on that thing with Don, he needs more than just a permit. He actually has to do the transfer and a background check. He can't just get a permit to get it.
Well, I know. And I would make sure that it was by the book.
The place I go to for my transfers in Lanison, they're about $35. I checked the other day, they're still in business, so if we need to do any of that stuff, that'd be the place to go.
Yeah, nothing else. I'll just take the whole bunch of them and lock them up in my extra cabinet.
Yeah, roger that. I'm not too worried about those. Me and you both got plenty, so if they want to bicker over that stuff, I don't care. Let them.
Muzzleloader would be fun.
Yeah, but I heard somebody else is trying to lay claim to that, and I'm not going to fight it. So if he wants it, I'm not going to argue with him about it.
Well, I hadn't heard about that one.
Yeah, I guess Kenny was saying that he wanted it. I mean, we all know what Grandpa's already said, but, you know, I'm not going to fight him with it. If he wants it, fine. I just wanted something to remember him by. My game plan was to take some of his reenactment stuff and make a placard and put the rifle on it, clean it all up, and put it on the wall.
That'd be cool, and every so often take it out, fire a few rounds through it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I have a feeling we're going to have to come and take care of stuff ourselves. It comes to that. I don't think that we're going to play fair.
No. But I'm going to wind up heading up. Mom and I are going to stay for a day or two or something. And we'll go ahead and start cleaning up, organizing.
Yeah, roger that. I'm not sure what my work schedule is going to look like in the next couple of weeks, because if I do wind up getting this job, I've got a lot of work to do in the next 2 weeks to make sure that at least my guys that I work under right now or working under me are set and don't have to worry about anything for a little while yet. I don't know how transfer of power is going to go.
Yeah, and you don't want to burn your bridge just in case the other job don't work out. You know, they'll gladly take you back where you're at.
Well, I'm honestly hoping that when I go and tell them my 2 weeks that they fight to keep me there, but we'll see what happens, because, I mean, it is pretty convenient for me being so close to home.
So do they have the option where they could give you better benefits instead of hourly?
Unfortunately, that position will probably never be salary, but it's not it's honestly not about the money. It's about the support system and lack thereof. A lot of the times that me and my boss try to do things to improve the place, and we turn around and somebody that has absolutely nothing to do with the department is standing in our way.
Is there any chance that the investors that own it are taking it for a tax write-off?
That's all it is to them. It's bragging rights at the smokers club for these guys. They don't take any money from the business, and they don't put any money in. So whatever we make is what we use as our fund for the year. It's literally just bragging rights for some hobnobber billionaire.
Well, and he don't want it to make money because he takes it as a
a write-off. Pretty much. It's just an asset on the books. Alrighty, I just cleared the middle of the bridge. About to go under the south tower. Is it just me, or am I the only one that follows the speed limit in construction zones? I'm doing a few over, and people are passing me like I'm sitting still. That's the norm up here. They either go 10 miles an hour under the limit, or 7 to 10 over. Anywho, yeah, that place is owned by Apex Oil. So they don't need any money from it. They make more than enough. Alrighty, about to get off the bridge now. So you can link into all these repeaters all the way home. Yeah, I don't really know what all the repeaters are. They're all linked up. I used to have a map of them, but I never bothered to put them in my radio. I don't really get on the repeaters much. I usually just do D-Star or Simplex. Oh, I got D-Star going here, too. Yeah, I didn't bring my hotspot and my Wi-Fi with me. I need to remember to bring that more often. I would leave it in the truck if I wasn't worried about it getting damaged in the sun and the heat. That's one of the reasons I was looking at that 705, that QRP radio. You just hook that into Wi-Fi and it functions as its own hotspot. I sold that MCHF QRP radio that I had bought to fix and the automatic antenna tuner that goes with it. So I'm going to start saving. Maybe I'll pick that one up anyway.
I found the rest of the parts for my two 1.2 gig radios. I'm going to be selling those. And I got a few others I should move. KA8SPW.
This is NADAH. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with that TS-50 since it is not what I was sold. I might just throw in the PA board, take it to the swap with me, and see if somebody wants to use it for a parts radio. I know there's a couple of guys in the area that got TS-50s.
What's the symptom with it?
PLL unlock. It may just be some electrolytics, but none of them look leaky or bulging, so I'm going to err on the side of it might be a little bit more serious of a problem than that.
Well, nothing else. Get it to me, and I'll try to do some work on it.
Yeah, fair enough. I had planned to just buy electrolytics for it, just recap it, just to give it a little bit of cleaner energy, as it were. But I just haven't had time to work on any of it. That's why I got rid of that other little QRP radio. Just haven't had the time. So I'm just moving it down the road, I guess. I didn't really take too much of a loss on the other one. I think I took a $20 hit. And the TS-50 I got almost for a song and a dance anyway. And I got that PA board for $75 a few years ago. So I'm sure I'll be able to get my money out of it one way or another. At least break even.
And you could use the PA board. Sell it to him.
He doesn't have his TS-50 anymore.
Yeah, he does. We were talking about it the last time he was up, how he thinks he burned out the PA.
Oh, well, I might get a hold of him and see if he wants both then. I'm only $275 deep into both of them. I paid $200 for the TS-50.
All right. He's coming Friday. So is Jessica.
Well, like I said, with this job, if I end up taking it, I'm not going to be able to take any time off in the next 2 weeks. So my only days off right now are Monday, Tuesday, and next Tuesday I have that older couple that wanted all my chandeliers for their daughter's wedding. They're coming to take the one out of my room.
so I kind of have to be there for that. I'm going to buy a ceiling fan that's got a drop extension on it and put that up in place of it. Apparently the dad is also a master electrician, so hopefully he can get in and take care of that. They wanted to change the fixtures in the bathroom, but I told them they don't have any boxes. He was worried about the light bulbs exploding, and I said they're LEDs, so you don't have to worry about wet bulb with those.
You're probably going to need a back box on the other one. You know, all those chandeliers were just hanging on the drywall.
Yeah, I tried explaining that to my wife 2 days ago when she was grumbling about having light bulbs dangling, and I said, dear, it's not that simple. Those weren't installed properly, and they need boxes and proper support for whatever we hang there. I told her how those were mounted. She understands a little better now.
It's just luck that the drywall didn't cave in.
And ADH. No, they're lucky the house didn't burn down. We need to, priority for me before winter is to try and get the front of the house wired so that I can move my computer, because as it stands right now, I still can't get over the fact that that entire living room, lights and all, are all on 120 amp breaker.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, we could run a separate circuit just for your computers.
Well, the beauty of the way it's wired right now, we would just have to run to that junction box, because that's where all the wires split off. So we could just run separate runs to that junction box and tie them all into themselves and disconnect all the fiddly bits that they have in there. And my cold return came loose, that 12-inch, so perfect opportunity, I guess, because I'm going to have to crawl back under there and put that back, so I might as well try and take a look at the outlet when we do that.
Yeah, we should be all right. Grandma says she wants to spend at least the winter in the house, so we've got plenty of time on projects there. A couple more of those trees should actually be taken down, though.
Well, honestly, with the way things are going, unless it's detrimental to the house, I would just let the next person worry about it. Only thing I'm worried about is that we're probably not going to have as harsh of a winter as we've normally had, but I'm worried that she's not going to be able to get in and out of there. That driveway's not a joke.
Well, the guy that's doing their lawn will also do the snow removal for them, so they're already talked to them.
All right, that's good. We should probably look into putting his snow chucker on there just as a backup.
Yeah, and I got to figure out where I'm going to put it next year.
Well, I got a big yard that ain't doing nothing, so we could always park it at mine if you need a place to put it. I've been debating on getting a small garage or something anyway. I really want to get rid of that storage unit, Gaylord.
Oh, I was thinking I would build something or rearrange things so I could leave it indoors. I don't really want to leave it outside.
Yeah, I get you. That's what I was saying. I think about buying a little garage anyway. I need to do a bunch of work to my yard anyhow. I've been trying to figure out how to move my driveway, but I've got water lines and a septic tank on the other side of the house, so I don't even know if I'm going to be able to swing it. I may wind up really looking into petitioning the county to get that section of stuff put in my name anyway. He didn't know it was his, so he says, and that lady's been parking there for years. It was sold that way to me. I don't see why they wouldn't.
I know I'm going to order a the word fell off my tongue. Survey. There you go.
I would order one if I didn't already know what I know, but it's not even worth fighting over, really, with my end of things. if you look at the property lines for the whole block, they're all messed up. My property line technically touches my house according to the plot map.
Now that map is not accurate for those plot lines. They're referenced.
Well, even if it's off a few feet, it's still very, very, very close. I don't know. I can't wait to move anyway. That guy is just trashing his yard. As the days go on, it's just something new. He's got a used mattress floating around his front yard now, and there's anywhere between 7 and 8 cars parked there every night.
All right. I'm exiting at 322.
Yeah, I'm just passing 310 right now. I'm going to go down to Wolverine there and take the back roads home. I don't like taking through Gaylord if I can help it. I'm going to be going to Travers tomorrow. Is there anything you need from out there while I'm out there? Just let me know. I got to stop at Menards and pick up that ceiling fan and some other stuff anyway.
Well, we're going to be in Gaylord for Thursday for William's party. Wednesday we're going to be in Petoskey. We got to go for blood. Got a busy week. Everything still go on Thursday?
Yeah, as far as I know, but going to be both sets of in-laws. And definitely some friction there with the ones from Alpena. And I don't know how that's going to go because I haven't spoken to them since the whole cat incident. I'm still pretty sore about it, so hopefully she holds her tongue, because I told my wife if she don't hold hers, I'm not holding mine.
Just talk softly and then smile afterwards.
Well, I don't know what happened with me, but as soon as I hit 40, it flipped the switch in my head, and I'm just not in the mood to play games with these people anymore. I'm a grown man with my own problems. I don't need to deal with their BS, too.
Oh, I hear you on that one. I hear you. Yep, the filter has broken.
No, that's the weird part. 16 to 19, no patience. After about 25, I started getting patience, and now that I'm 40, it's starting to go away again.
All right, I shifted over to the Sheboygan repeater.
Is that what the 7-4 is supposed to be? Is that Sheboygan?
Roger that.
All right, I'll have to update that one. That was, that's what I'm talking on right now, but I entered it by hand. So I must have confused the two. I don't know if I've ever used the Stutzville one.
You wouldn't believe how much I had to turn my volume control up to hear you on this one. You were fantastic on the other repeater. So they got some level work to do yet.
Yeah, I'm full bore as well. Have been the whole time. I could barely hear you. It doesn't help that I forgot my hearing aid, but it's very quiet on this repeater.
So a while back I got Moss brakes done, and I had them put new rotors all the way around and ceramic pads. So all that was, I don't know, that was quite a while ago. So then the rear calipers started to lock up, so I took them in for new calipers. They replaced the rotors and the pads under warranty along with it. The whole thing only cost me $399 something.
Yeah, Mom was telling me that earlier. That's a pretty good deal. I was just telling her I just did front brakes and rotors, and it was $600, or just over. It was like $629 or something like that. I got to go get an oil change here soon. I still got to find a spare tire, and I don't know if I'm going to bother finding a door if I end up giving this to Kyle. He doesn't need a nice, pristine car.
Well, if Grandma starts driving Grandpa's car and is comfortable enough in it, then her car will be available.
Yeah, I was talking with Mom a little bit about that. I just, I don't know how much they're going to want, but I could afford a little bit. It's like the prices for used vehicles is starting to come down a little bit, so that's good news. Angie's car is not going to last forever.
Well, I got a 112.5 on this vehicle now. Mom's has only got like 32,000. She's got a ways to go on hers. Plus, she don't want a vehicle with all the new electronics.
Yeah, that's the one thing I'm happy about, not having newer vehicles. After driving for Enterprise, I am not interested. I would just as soon find an old 80s pickup truck and be very content. I want something I can actually fix. I don't need to buy all these specialty tools to work on.
Well, even this one, look at how much the dealer spent time-wise and everything trying to figure out what was wrong with my airbag system. And it turned out it wasn't the airbag system at all.
Did they ever come to a decision on your universal? Like, are they just going to leave it the way it is, or are they actually going to come out with a workable one they don't have to replace every 40,000?
Oh, I got a new drive shaft, and it's got standard universals in it.
Well, that's good news. At least they got their head out of the sand. Telling somebody at work about that, and he was saying, oh yeah, my dad had one of those. He hated it. He was constantly in the shop. I said, didn't have to be the universal, did it? And he goes, yep. Yep, my dad's got one too. I guess my boss's Tundra is on recall. The engines are prone to exploding.
Well, that'd be the end of that. Yeah, I just was reading about a recall. I forget which GM product it was, but they run away on the engine, or the speed would go through the roof. Maybe that was it. All right, I'm pulling in the driveway. We gotta hurry up and get it turned around and have dinner and everything, and into Sheboygan by 7:30. 7:30. Love
you. KSTW. Alrighty. Yeah, I was going to sign here too in a second. I'm starting to head west, so I'm probably going to lose the repeater here in a little bit. Have a good one. Love you guys. Good to see you. Have a good time. Talk to you later. And NATAH, I'll be clear. 7-3.
Hi, Dave. Love you. Careful.
Talk to you later, KSTW.
Love you too. NATAH.
K04IPV. Hello, radio W8RRM. Look, anybody on here tonight? Whoever was keying up had no audio. No audio again. For the life of me, I don't know why people will key up the repeater and not say anything. I'm done. Calling, figure I'd give you a shout back.
Oh, very good. Sounds good. What are you using on your programming?
First of all, my name's Bill. I'm from the Foo. And I'm programming a couple of Bofangs.
Oh, Mr. Bofang. Yep. Don't forget to Roger B.
Copy that. Yeah, I'll put a Roger beep on it. I think most people find them irritating, but anyway, why not?
Yeah, I don't care. Anywho, yeah. So, anywho, very good. So I think we, I heard you before on a different net around here, so that's good. You came and found the other repeaters.
Yeah, well, isn't this one yours?
Oh, yeah. So it's mine. So, this one's connected to probably six others, or linked to six other repeaters, all below the bridge. So, should hear quite a few guys on there.
Oh, yeah, I have been. You've done a good job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a while, but we got to finally get it going, so. And worked on the final pieces, and it'll be a complete system. And I can move on to some other neat things that the program can
do. Yeah, that sounds cool. Now your name's Cody, isn't it?
No, that's the other fella. My name is Brad.
Okay, yeah, I got to confuse there. So how high up is the antenna on the repeater?
So, I said something funny. So there's a question. Anyway, it's pretty near 70 feet, so 68 feet.
Wow, would you put a tower up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, if you drive on the business tour and look towards the water tower by Big Rod and look over to the west, you'll see it.
Oh, do they have it on the water tower?
Oh, no. No. I'm right next to the water tower, right in front of it, so.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. Oh, it's doing a good job. I've been picking up people all over, from Traverse City, Acme, Gaylord. I was talking to some earlier. They were driving on up north here from, I think, Lewiston or somewhere like that. And they were just coming in like they were next door.
Oh, well, very good. So that is what I'm striving for, crystal clear. So, this repeater actually does a really good job. Reaches pretty near to Red Ear. And how far east, I'm not sure. But west, it goes, goes past Brimley. So it's pretty near to Strong. So it does a pretty good job for pretty near 70 feet.
Yeah, I'd say so. Do you know if the repeater up at McNerney Lake is up and running?
Yeah, we got back on the air. There's a different antenna. It's a good antenna. It has a four-bay folded dipole. And it's pointed towards the southwest, so you should be able to still get into it. If not, you might be a little scratchy into it. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not sure if you have a base station or not. If you got a handheld, you're not going to get into it. If you got a handheld trying to get into the Pickford repeater, the 6-4, you'll be scratchy, but you'll be able to get into it.
Well, that all depends on if I can get them programmed right. Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah. What is it? McNerney is 147.33 with the PL of 107.2. And Pickford is, of course, 146.64 and with the same PL tone of 107.2.
Well, I know McNerney Tower, if you get anywhere around, like Strong's, Ackerman, Halbert, and Paradise, that's the closest tower.
Yeah, that is it. It's the only one, too, in that area. It covers that whole area there, so. I should do a test one of these days and drive south on 123. See how far south I can get on McNerney. I know north you can get it all the way to north of Newberry and to Paradise. You can get all the way up there too. So it has a good coverage. It's quite naturally. That's the highest hill in that area. what is it, like 1,100 feet? Something like that.
Well, I know years ago the sheriff's office had a repeater up at McNerney Lake.
Hey, yeah, that's actually the same repeater. They just switched all their law enforcement over to the CY-800, and then they gave the old system to the fire and EMS.
Yeah, good deal.
Yeah, very good. So, yeah, we're just outside enjoying the weather. It finally cooled off, and it cooled off too much, and it rained, of course. And then we had a beautiful day today. It was just perfect, and especially right now, I think it was about 68 degrees or something out here. Just a little breeze and enjoying the sunset. So, yeah, we definitely had a dinner outside.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, enjoy it while we have it. You never know when it's going to change around here.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, I'm thinking about if the weather stays nice and the wind stays down, I'm going to take the boat out. I haven't decided what launch it yet. We're going to launch it at, but there's definitely quite a few of them around. I see that No, Annie Osborne, they didn't put the dock up, so that one's out. So it's either going to be Ashland Bay? Yeah, Ashland Bay, or down by the Harvey. One of them two, I'm going to put it out.
Yeah, there you go. I used to love my boat when I had it. I'd go out and I put it in the Tuamotan River, and I go up that river and just spend all day. I go all the way from the river mouth up to the lower falls, and then just drift back fishing.
Oh, hey. Yeah, what is that, like 20 miles? So, yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, it's about, 15 miles maybe.
Okay, yeah, somewhere's in there. So, yeah, that sounds pretty good, too. I haven't been on that river in a long time.
Well, like I said, I lived up there for 25 years. Then, 22 years ago, I got married, and so we decided, before the kids got in school, that we would move over here to the Sioux. So that's how I wound up here.
Oh, okay. So you're originally from the Paradise area.
Originally, I'm from Petoskey. We moved up here when I was 13, so I'd be in 77. So, yeah, I guess I'm a proselyte youper.
Oh, there you go. Oh, very good. Anywho, what else are you up to tonight?
Nothing much. I'm going to finish up my radio programming, and then I think it's be time to go upstairs and flop in my recliner.
Oh, there you go. I think, we got to take up the dinner table here and pretty much do the same and get the children to bed and all that.
Yeah, I can hear your offspring units in the background. I still have one at home. She's 15 and going through the teenage years.
Okay. Yeah, my oldest is starting to. She's 12. And the middle one is 6, and the other one is, she's almost 1.
Yeah, well, that's good. Sounds like you have a nice little family there. Like I said, my youngest is 15, and I'm 60 years old.
Ah, okay. Well, very good.
Just to show you, just because there's snow on the roof, doesn't mean the fire went out, 88JK.
Die? That's for sure. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, hey, I'm going to let you go and get back to my bow tangs. They're basically disposable radios anyhow for like $32, I think I spent on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of them around, that is for sure. And, you hear a lot of good things and a lot of bad things, so I don't know either one. If it works, it works. I don't care. If it gets you on the air, hey, sounds good. So that's what you're using now. I couldn't tell it. yeah, and I'm using about $500 radio, so I'm sure you didn't know that. But there you go.
Well, I'm talking on my base.
Oh, okay. What base unit do you have?
Another Chinese piece of junk. It's TYT. I'm not going to venture how to pronounce that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're not wrong with the TYT.
Basically a clone of, I think the ICOM 8900 or something like that. So this is a TYT 9800 or whatever it is. It's just a clone of a different radio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't tell about those, the Chinese ones. It's just, they all kind of look the same.
Well, I have a couple, back when I had my GMRS license, I had all Motorola stuff, so I have a couple of Motorolas that I might replace this with, but it's only two channels, so I would have the choice of two repeaters to plug into it. Plus, you have to have Motorola licensing, and their programs and things to program them.
There you are. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it sounds like you need to update your Motorola.
Well, there was a guy here in town, Johnson Electronics, and I don't know if he's still around. I don't know.
Well, you know, maybe, did he have that place up there in the spur? I think it, what is it now? I don't think there's anything I know. It's over by the Chamber of Commerce. Is that the guy that had that?
No, he is out on Riverside Drive, way out there.
Okay, well, no. I wonder if you're talking about the shop that Elcom bought or is working out of now. It was just a garage in there, but and Elcom Communications, weren't that the shop that they bought? And it's pretty nearby the cemetery.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, it was nothing but a pole barn he threw up in the woods there a little ways, and that was about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he must have sold his business to Elcom, and they operated out of there for a few years, and then they stopped, and I don't know, they might, I don't know if they still own it or not, but they haven't been down that way for a while. When I did go that way, I didn't take a look. I'll have to do that next time.
Well, I guess worst comes to worst, I can send them up to Marquette. They have an office up there.
Oh, yeah, they do. What model are they?
Oh, I can't remember, and they're out in my garage.
All right. Well, if they're probably, if they sound older, I'm guessing, so most probably the GMs or style or something. I may still have, I think I still have some of the software around to do them. I think I still have the GT too. There's the GM300s I can do and the GT300. I think I still have that software.
Well, these things are antiques. I mean, they're pretty near 30 years old.
Oh, yeah, well. That software is pretty near 30 years old. Yeah, those are brick radios, that's for sure. I still have one. I looked at it today. I have one in my garage yet. Mactrex. There you go. Mactrex radio. I think it's pretty much the same software.
Oh, so you can work on Motorola's.
Oh, yeah. I tried to for a little while when the Elcom, they quit to sue for a bit, and then business picked up, so I was like, hey, that's good, and Elcom decided to come back, so now the business is out, and it's pretty much down.
Well, maybe I'll get with you sometime and see if your software can program those things.
All right, yeah, that'll be another problem. We can hear and give you a hand on that.
And we both live here in town, so it won't be that tough to do.
Oh, that's for sure. So, yeah, hopefully it was.
Well, anyhow, I'm going to get back to programming the radios I have here, so I will, I'll talk with you later. Thanks for the chat. That was a good one. Alpha Delta 8, Juliet Kilo is clear.
All right. Hey, yes, it was 7-3, and we'll hopefully hear you again. AD8, JK, KD8, FJW.